We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Thursday, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and I'm coming to you. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM and WWBC 1510 AM. Depending on what time of day you are listening, 91.5, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, WWBC 1510, I believe, is 10:30 of a morning. And so we want to thank you for listening, and we do want to give a shout out to all of those who've been encouraging over the past several days, a couple of weeks. I stopped in to see a friend of mine earlier this week. He had called while my wife and I were away on vacation, and so I was filling in for my office manager this week. She was off, and so I was running some errands and stopped in and decided to see him, and he was telling me about all of the people who had contacted him as a result of hearing about him on the radio broadcast. I think there were three people from down in Melbourne and one person that he just interacted with on a regular basis. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the broadcast. It is very encouraging to hear from you. And I will say this, I don't know that I've ever said this. If you have any helpful insights for us that would make this broadcast better and more effective, maybe some topics you'd like it to have addressed, please let us know at meritassembly@hotmail.com. or at 454-4263. I do read those emails. I do get the messages. And for those of you who have contacted us with prayer requests, we are praying for you, loved ones who are going through medical treatment right now. We are praying for God's healing. This last Sunday night, we just had a powerful, powerful service at church. And I was given a little bit more information on a prayer request that had come in on Sunday morning, and about a person whose bones are literally deteriorating. And so I was praying that the word of God would go and impact even down to the infrastructure of our physical body, that the word of God would penetrate and he would bring healing to our bones. Ran across another verse similar to that in the past couple of days in my devotions as well. And so I just want to give a huge shout out to the congregation at Merit Assembly of God, because they have just been so supportive and so open to the presence of the Lord. This last week we had our men's conference over in the Kissimmee area. It was Momentum. Had a great time there. Just a few of us went, but from our church, saw a few other folks from Merritt Island that were there as well, and just a tremendous time in the presence of the Lord. And if I can just share one of the things that happened, I was down at the altar and I was praying, and I've never had this happen to me before. But as I was down there and I was just seeking the Lord, God spoke to me and he said, "Bob, do you remember that altar call you responded to when you were in Bible college?" And it wasn't an altar call for salvation. I had already been saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, was actively pursuing God's call on my life. But I was looking for more of God, and I said, "Yes, sir, I do remember. I do remember that altar call." I responded, and I won't get into everything that took place in that. But one of the things that was encouraging to me is God pays attention to how we respond. He pays attention to what's going on. And every prayer that you've prayed, God has paid attention to that. He notices the inclination of your hearts. When the Bible promises that he knows the thoughts and intents of your hearts, he's not just saying that for grammatical effect. He is saying that because he knows your heart towards him. And so I want to encourage you that if you have cried out to God, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten the cry of your heart, nor has he forgotten the plans that he has for your life. And so be encouraged by that today. I do want to say thank you to the people at Jits Concrete, 536-5804, 536-5804. If you need any block or concrete, I've also found out that they do some stucco work as well. And so if you know of anyone who needs some of that type of work done, give them a call, 536-5804. Tell them that you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast, and we would greatly appreciate it. You can ask for Greg there when you call that number. Another thing that happened this last weekend is I returned from the men's conference. I got home about 4 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock, we were at First Baptist Church for the 25th anniversary celebration of the Alternative Pregnancy Center. And Pam Tebow, Tim Tebow's mother, was the speaker there. She did a marvelous, marvelous job. We want to say thank you to Pastor Titus Green and his leadership there at Merritt Island First Baptist Church, and thank the people there. My daughter has volunteered at that pregnancy center. Some of the ladies in our church, one of the ladies is still volunteering at that pregnancy center. And so we were there and celebrating what God has done in the past 25 years. Thank God for their impact. And they shared that they are moving the Alternative Pregnancy Center to a larger building there on their property, and that one of their goals is to put in an ultrasound that they could be able to utilize so that the ladies that come in there, that they could actually see their baby. They said they don't have that machine yet. I tried to find out the cost of it. It's somewhere between $10,000 or $20,000, somewhere in there. I don't know exactly which one they're looking at. Still waiting to hear back from them on that. But here was the thing that they said, that 87% of the ladies that come into a pregnancy center, when they see the ultrasound and they see that it is not just a blob of fetal tissue, but it is actually a very, very, very small human being formed in the image of God, that 87% of the people who see that ultrasound image end up going ahead and delivering their baby. They cancel, scrub any plans that they had of getting an abortion. That's 87 babies out of 100. That is a tremendous success rate. And when I heard that statistic, I said, you know, we at Merritt Assembly of God, we'd like to be able to get involved in that. And so I'm coming to you today on behalf of that and saying, would you pray about helping Merritt Assembly of God to help the Alternative Pregnancy Center? We're not going to get any fame or credit or any of that sort of stuff. We just believe that if there's a chance that a baby's life is endangered, that if we can help them fulfill their mission, that it would be a great blessing to the kingdom of God. And so if God lays it upon your heart to help with that, if you would like to partner with us, we're going to, we presented this to our congregation on Sunday, and we will be acting upon that. It's not just something we're presenting to them. We're actually going to act upon that. And so if you would like to help us, I don't know who all is listening today, but we may be able, through the listeners of this radio program, to actually be able to fund the whole purchase of the ultrasound machine. We're a congregation. If you come to our church, we have somewhere between on a normal Sunday 40 to 50 adults. We average right around 50 currently this year, a little over 50 in our total attendance with kids and everything. And so today we are not coming to you because we are so large, but because we do have a heart for the things that God has a heart for. And he wants babies born. And so if you'd like to help us out with that, you'd like to help us help them, that would be greatly appreciated. One message that God gave me several years ago was that one of the keys in Joseph's life to having him elevated to the position of prime minister in Egypt was when Joseph helped the baker and the butler understand their dreams from God, and he helped bring their dreams into reality, the cupbearer of the king, that eventually that cupbearer helped Joseph's dream become a reality. And so today I just want to encourage you, if we want to help First Baptist Church of Merritt Island fulfill the call of God upon their life. And if you would like to be a partner with that, you can make your check out to Merritt Assembly of God. Just write APC down in the memo line. Send it to 165 North Grove Street, and we will get that to them. The National Day of Prayer is happening at First Baptist Church a week from today on May the 7th. And if I would love to be able to walk in there with a check and say, here, Pastor Green, here, this is to help you save lives at the Alternative Pregnancy Center. So if God lays that upon your heart, we'd greatly appreciate hearing from you. I want to take you today to Isaiah chapter 58. I'd said the other day on one of the broadcasts that we were going to try and conclude this week. I've just got three more passages of Scripture on my reference sheet here. In God's leading us, we've been talking about God lead us not into temptation. But as I began to look at the passages, I can't just abbreviate that. I've got to spend a little bit of time in Isaiah, the 58th chapter, if you would go there with me today, because I can't share with you the promise without sharing with you the heart cry of God, the prerequisites, the actions that lead up to the fulfillment of that promise. A lot of times we want to take the promises of God, but we don't look at the process that God wants to utilize in us that gets us to that place. Isaiah, the 58th chapter, is a powerful passage of Scripture. I'm going to go ahead and read all 14 verses here for you. It says, "Cry aloud and spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you take no notice? In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate, and to strike with the fist of wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. Is it a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath from doing your pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's a very powerful statement that concludes there at the end of verse number 14. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Listen, when God speaks, things begin to take place. When God speaks, he is the authority on the matter. That's why I make the word of God my standard in my life. If it's not in the word of God, then I don't want to try and cause the word to conform to what I believe. I conform what I believe to the word of God. So let's look, and it says in Isaiah 58, cry aloud and spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, tell my people their transgression. You see, God has not changed his definition of sin. The definition of sin is still the same for him as it has always been. When he says, do not do something, he means do not do something. When he says, this is what I want you to do, he's not going to change his mind and say, oh, well, I was just kidding. He is actually intent. His word is settled forever. I had an interaction with a person the other day, and they started asking me one question, and I you know, was about to give them an answer, and they asked, and they said, do you believe that Jesus is coming again? Or actually the first question was, how long has it been since Jesus said that he was going to come back? And said, well, you know, almost 2,000 years now. And they said, do you still believe that he's coming back? And I said, absolutely. Absolutely. You know why I believe that? Because it's in the word of God. He says that he is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. He is coming again. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe that one day, whether it is by rapture or by death, I am going to be promoted into eternity, and I'm going to have to give an account to God. How did I respond? The fact that I have a sin nature, did I respond to Jesus' invitation to accept his offer of forgiveness and live with him as the Lord of my life and my Savior, my healer and my friend? Or did I reject that and try and live life according to the desires of my own heart? One of the things I am convinced of is I have given enough evidence that according to my own flesh, I can make a mess out of anything. I can make a mess out of my life. I could make a mess out of my relationship with my parents. I could make a mess with my relationship with my wife. I could make a mess out of my relationship with my kids. I could make a mess out of my relationship with my job, my health, my finances. If you give any person in their own ability, they will make a mess out of things. If not out of their lives, they will make a mess out of other people's lives. There's only one person that I've ever found to be qualified as a leader who could lead me, direct me, guide me, undo the messes that I had made, lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, in a manner in which it will not be detrimental to other people. It will be a blessing to them. You see, when God leads me and blesses me, when he leads me in the paths of righteousness, it is going to pay dividends, not just for myself, but for my employer. I believe that as God leads me, that it's going to be beneficial for my church. It's going to be beneficial for the missionaries that we support around the globe. It is going to benefit my wife, my kids. It's going to benefit my neighbors. I need to know what God says is not right. He says, cry aloud, tell people their transgressions. We live in a day and time when people do not want to hear that they are wrong. I I've seen this repeatedly. They don't want to hear that their actions could be anything other than pure as the wind-driven snow. God, however, says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. It just is. Man's best efforts will not get you to heaven. We are sinners by nature. We are not sinners because we sinned. We sin because we are sinners. All of that happened because Adam and Eve started this process by choosing a plan, an inferior plan than God's plan, and they lost the spiritual dominion. Now, as a child of God, we come and God restores and reconciles and he repositions us. But we have got to come to that place where we repent of our sins. And the only way that people will ever repent of their sins is if they are first made aware of those sins, that they exist and that is how God views them. Remember, as we're looking here at the very first verses the very first verse in Isaiah 58, that at the very last verse, it says, "The mouth of the Lord has spoken." Now, I could redefine sin and make you feel better about yourself. Politicians can redefine sin and make you feel better about yourself. Laws can be passed and not call sin sin and all of that. But ultimately, you are going to stand before God and his definition's not changing. God's not archaic. You know, a lot of people think that he's retired and that his approach and his mindset, that it's just not hip, it's just not modern, it's just not cool. But that's, God's never been into hip and modern and cool. God has been into holy. I read here the other day, I don't remember what I was going through, whether it was looking through some old sermons or what, but I saw this quote that God is a lot more concerned about your holiness than he is your happiness. Now, please don't misunderstand. God wants you happy. God wants you filled with the joy of the Lord, with a joy that surpasses understanding. But he wants you holy. He says, "Be holy, even as I am holy, saith the Lord." And you and I, it is impossible for us to be holy the way that God is holy when we are clinging to sin that God wants us to release. And so I encourage you today, look to the Word of God. Find out what God describes as sin. Find out what it is, because sin is displeasing in his sight. The Scripture says that without holiness, no one will see God, much less be in his presence. You will not even have any perception of him. You will have no vision of him. But to the faithful, God shows himself faithful. To the pure, he shows himself pure. I encourage you today to find out the transgressions. God calls pride sin. It is not something to be trifled with. Greed, stealing, lying, adultery, covetousness. All of those things are sin. We need to remember that the greatest commandment that God gives us is to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. He wants us to love him with all that we are. And for me, that means that if I'm going to accomplish that, there have got to be some things that I let go of so that I can embrace the one who died on the cross to save me from my sins. Today, I want you to know that if you are listening, that I'm not here trying to beat you up and trying to make myself feel better by making you feel worse. That's not the case. Today, what I am doing here on the broadcast is letting you know that a lot of the things that America is endorsing right now and approving of, that God has said and still contends that they are sin. And so there has to be a voice that cries out. There has to be a call that goes forth and says, this is not right in God's eyes. Listen, John the Baptist did that with Herod, and because Herod was married to his brother's wife. And a lot of people in society right now. They have a very shallow, a very superficial understanding of the Word of God. They don't really understand that Jesus going to the cross, he had to go there in order to gain victory over my sin and deliver me from the penalty, the curse, the guilt, and the condemnation. He delivered me from all of that. If sin is so trivial, why did Jesus have to go to the cross? And today, if you will look at that, and you will see that in actuality, God takes sin very serious, and he wants that sin forgiven. Listen, he has done everything that is necessary for you and I to be reconciled to him. It is time that we quit playing with spiritual hand grenades. A hand grenade might not look like much, but if you play with it long enough, eventually that thing is going to explode, and when it explodes, it is going to damage and destroy and kill. And that's what sin does. Sin weakens you. Sin damages you. Sin damages those around you. And eventually, sin will kill you. So today, I want to take a different approach than what may have gone on in some times past. Rather than me making a list for you and saying, these are the things that God says are sin, what I'd like you to do is go to the Word of God and ask the Holy Spirit, would you search my heart? Would you see if there's anything unclean? Because here is my take. If the Holy Spirit tells me that there's something in my life that he wants me to get rid of so that I can have greater intimacy with Jesus, I want to get rid of that thing, whether it's on anybody else's list or not. And God wants to write his law on our hearts, not just on tablets of stone that we read. He wants to minister to our hearts in such a way that when the still small voice of the Holy Spirit comes and he says, could you release that to me so that I can forgive you and give you something even better? You see, God is not just taking away that which is damaging. And in taking it away, he makes room so that he can give us a tremendous blessing. In our bulletin every week are the ABCs of salvation. Admit that you are a sinner. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that he died and was buried and rose again from the third day. And confess and ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Would you just simply pray this prayer with me as we end this Thursday? Father, right now, I just want to tell you right now that I've blown it. I'm a sinner. I need Jesus to come and forgive me of my sins, to be the Lord of my life. I want to thank you for going to the cross, for paying the price for my sins. And right now I confess, I'd say it to you and I will say it to others. Please be the Lord of my life. Lead me and guide me for your glory, your praise, and your purpose. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.